Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We have had a just amazing week talking with Clay and Tanya Coburn. Clay was diagnosed with Parkinson's and a young man, age of 50, and just was like not feeling well, even having suicidal thoughts, but got the diagnosis of Parkinson's. And they have just been sharing about their journey this week. And man, I really want to encourage you. In fact, I want to challenge you to go back and listen to these 14-minute programs. I know a lot of people that deal with Parkinson's or maybe just some other disease, and man, you're just really discouraged and kind of hopeless, and I want you to hear about their journey. It's just really raw, the shedding tears when they've been sharing, but God has been faithful. He's been in some details, as always, and so, man, really encourage you to go to hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. Catch those 14-minute programs, and I know you'll really, really be blessed. So you get ready now. If God's worth the details, He's got you there safely. Talk about what it was like for you that first day when you went to start the treatment.
So the first day, we go downstairs from our hotel, and they call these groups of individuals that are going through this treatment, they call these cohorts. In my cohort, there were five males, four besides myself. I was the youngest of those at 53, and the oldest gentleman, he was 71. Many of us very similar in what we were experiencing, tremors, cognitive issues, affecting everything from relationships to work, but we all immediately, upon getting to know each other through the first day or so of these treatments, became a band of brothers. So we come downstairs and we immediately go to we give to the doctor there and have some blood drawn and do some baseline and all that kind of stuff. And then we do the treatment. The treatment entails us really pretty much getting in a praying position on our hands and knees with our head down on the floor, the top of our head, and we inject this aerosol into our nose, do a couple squirts each side, and then we stay there for 3 minutes. So the hope there is that the molecule will be transferred through the trigeminal nerve and the olfactory nerve throughout the entire portion of the brain. And it's a wait and see. So is this going to take days, weeks, months, years? We just don't know yet.
So when we do the medicine, or when they do the medicine, I'm just here for dramatic effect. The wives and caretakers are just loving on people, right? So our husbands all get the treatment. And after we left that very first day, they all feel a little bit different just because you've had something sprayed up your nose, you've been upside down, putting your head on the ground, and that's a hard position for a Parkinson's patient to get into. So we get done and we're kind of walking around because we want oxygen and blood flow to get to the brain so this medicine can work. So we're walking around the town and Clay starts complaining that something stinks. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, something smells terrible. And I'm like, well, it's the same smells that we've had the last 2 days. Fast forward, we're stopping and we're eating lunch, and we ate a burger, and he was like, this is the best burger I've ever eaten. And I'm like, it's just a hamburger. And then after dinner, after lunch, we're chewing gum. He's like, can I have a piece of gum? Because he always asks for gum after a meal. And I handed him a piece, and he was like, what is this gum? And we kind of looked at each other at that point, and we were like, oh my goodness, like, you were smelling and tasting things that we didn't even realize how bad his smell and taste had become.
It had diminished quite a bit, but again, over a longer period of time, so you don't necessarily notice it. But then within, you know, that first day of getting this treatment, I was able to taste, and that burger was doggone good. It was really good.
And so it was super funny and super exciting because we're one day out and he's seeing, and these are very minor changes obviously, but they were huge to us. And so what may seem like something so small, when it's something you've lost and you get it back, it is super exciting. And so it reminds us of the scripture that says, taste and see that God is good. And He is, and you just have to trust in Him to be able to experience some of His greatness. And so the next day...
So the next day we go downstairs and we do the same thing. And the very first thing that Dan asks is, any adverse effects? Anybody notice any issues? And none of us had any adverse effects that we could put a finger on.
And I might want to add that out of the 70 patients that have been treated so far as of last week, not one has had an adverse event to these treatments. And so that's pretty impressive, out of 70 people being treated to have no adverse events. We're still on a learning curve, but that's pretty exciting.
So after asking about the adverse effects, no, none. Okay, any positive effects? So I think it was one of the gentlemen said, well, I slept some last night. I hadn't slept. And that's one of the telltale signs of Parkinson's. A lot of times you do not sleep. You're not able to sleep. So not only did he sleep, he dreamed, which means you're going into deep sleep. And his dreams were things of his childhood. So it kind of went to show that it's activating certain parts of the brain that we didn't necessarily know we were losing or were missing out on.
And it's super exciting to see that, because this guy hadn't slept through the night in 6 years. So the fact that he's sleeping well enough to have dreams is so exciting for everyone. And through the week, so every morning, the guys did a treatment every single morning. And through the week, we would see little changes in each other. Nothing was crazy big, right? So some people go through and say, well, I didn't see any real changes, but they may not have been struggling with the things that were in the forefront of the brain. So they may not have had sleep issues. They may not have had tasting and smelling issues. Theirs may have been more just balance and tremor, or balance and cognitive function.
And what we were seeing is we were noticing changes in the others before they were even noticing. And we didn't know these people very well, but we just seeing them day in and day out in different places throughout the island, we could see changes in them, how they walked, how they held their head. And again, these are very small things.
How they would feed themselves, how they were able to, by the end of the week, how they were able to button a shirt, or how they were able to get down in the floor in that really awkward position to get the treatment when we had to help them get down on the floor to get the treatment on days 1, 2, 3, and 4. Days 6 and 7, they were able to get in the floor by themselves. So all of these small little changes, again, when you're outside looking in and you don't have a dog in the fight, you're like, oh, but that's so small. But when it's affecting you or your family, those are mountains.
It's huge.
Those are mountains that they've just climbed. And that is so exciting. So this company just really got in there, loved on us, helped everyone every single day, gave each person the treatment, checked them for side effects, checked their vitals every day, made sure that everyone was okay, and they just took care of us all week long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that company continues to do that. We were actually able to spend some time with them this past week in Memphis at a convention down there, and we saw firsthand. We got to meet some other individuals that have been through the treatment as well, and earlier in it. So there's a few more months out than I am. I'm about 4 months out now. So it was very fun to talk to them and meet them. Very precious folks, and they just to see how they're continuing to change. You know, 6, 7, 8 months out from their initial treatment, and the changes that they're seeing in their day to day life. It's awesome.
So things we've noticed about Clay is that in the 4 months since we've been home, cognitive function is completely back to normal. He's no longer suicidal. He's funny again. He is...
Well, it's as normal as it...
As it ever was.
Yeah.
He has tons of energy. He gets up at the crack of dawn because he's a school teacher, so he's off in the summers, going outside, working all day, lots of energy. He says his walk is still weird. It's probably not back to normal 100%, but it is definitely moving in the right direction. Still has a tremor, but definitely better than it was. So there's little things that's changing along the way, and we just have so much more to look forward to the possible changes that might happen. This company is also looking into this medicine for not just Parkinson's, but the possibility of helping stroke victims that have an area of the brain that has decreased blood supply to it that's dead for whatever reason. Autistic people, possible treatments in diabetes. There's so many things that this medicine may be able to benefit someone for. And so they're working on all that. So if you're have any of these diseases, diabetes or Parkinson's or stroke or autism, look up Zichia. And just,
how do you spell it?
It's Zichitty. They have a website and they have a YouTube channel. And you can just see some videos. They have videos about the treatments they've done so far and the things that they're doing in the future. But it's just exciting things.
It's exciting to know that there's a company out there that's giving people hope. Yeah. Hope in a physical form that you can possibly get better. And of course, so in our lives, so much of that is embedded with our walk with Christ too, how we bring those together side by side. And it's amazing to see what has happened in our lives and the ministry that has happened through this whole journey, this trip that we've been on.
And one exciting thing that I noticed is while we were there being treated, you know, we prayed for the ministry to happen. And Dan and Vic, the CEO and his wife, when we got there, after they spent the day with us at the airport and then met us and spent the day with us, they knew Clay's heart for Jesus. And they knew what he did for a living. And before we started on day one of treatments, the whole group was down there, spouses and the patients. And Dan just asked Clay to pray us in. You know, pray for all of us. And there's not many CEOs of companies that's going to put a group of people that doesn't know each other together and say, before we go on this journey together, I want you to pray. And so that's what Dan did for us. And he allowed Clay to do that for our group. And then the final night when we were leaving and everybody saying the hope that they had now because of this company and because of this treatment.
Just their faces had changed, their whole countenance, their body posture. There was hope. There was something good going to happen.
Because when you're hopeless, you lose all of that. But when you have that little strand of hope, it just changes everything about you, right? Doesn't mean you're better. It just means that you have a reason to put one foot in front of the other the next day. You have a reason to get out of bed. And so Clay got to pray us out before we left. And that just stood out to me as just something that's very special.
Well, another thing I want to give him credit for, Clay and I are on together. I'm pastor and he's the worship leader at Gardenside Christian Church. And we did a series and you all shared your story and they shared it, you know, that our message, you know, yeah. there at Gardenside yeah. with. And they've got like over 100,000 followers that yeah. you know with this, and so you know I thought that took a lot of courage for a company to do that.
Yeah, and that continues to grow, but I think it shows the realness and the down to earth. Hey, we're just trying to help. Tanya and I are trying to help others if they have questions about it. We've said feel free to give our number out. We'd love to talk to them about the journey that we've been on. Again, it's different for every person. The effects that you feel from exercise are different for every person. The different effects you get from different drugs that you take, they're different. So we know what we've seen. All I can say, like scripture, I was blind and now I can see. That's all I can tell you. And we pray for continued improvement. We have seen continued improvement and others as well. So it's really exciting to see what the future holds.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing. If you're driving, you're like, man, I want to get this information. We'll have the website on the podcast of all these programs and also how you can get in contact with Clay and Tanya Coburn. So thanks so much, Clay and Tanya, for being here. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.